religions has been commonly overlooked, and it must be confessed that no such God stands forth there with any prominence to the ordinary reader. But of the existence of a goddess of fortifications, everyone knows that there is the amplest evidence. That goddess is Cybele, who is universally represented with a mural or turreted crown or with a fortification on her head. Now, I'm going to stop there and go back to it, but if you have Hyslop's II Babylon, where he starts this passage, he has a picture of this goddess of fortification, and it's a goddess that has, basically, it looks like the Tower of Babel on her head. It's one of the symbols of who this goddess is the fortified tower. And continuing on, it says, the goddess is Cybele, who is universally represented with a mural or turreted crown or with a fortification on her head. Why was Rhea or Cybele thus represented? Ovid, a historian, asked the question and answers it himself, and the answer is this. The reason, he says, why the statue of Cybele wore a crown of towers was because she first erected them in cities. The first city in the world after the flood, from whence the commencement of the world itself was often dated, that had towers and encompassing walls, was Babylon. And Ovid himself tells us that it was Semiramis, the first queen of that city, who was believed to have surrounded Babylon with a wall of brick. Semiramis, then, the first deified queen of that city and tower whose top was intended to reach to heaven, must have been the prototype of the goddess who first made towers in cities. When we look at the Ephesian Diana, now let me tell you a premise of this book as we go through. Hyslop traces the history of Babylon and the deified people and the history associated with Nimrod and Semiramis. He traces their history and shows that as their religion entered into different cultures throughout the world, that these different cultures would retain the religion, the majority of the religion, but they would give new names to the goddesses. So where he's talking here about Cybele, and he's going to talk about now the Ephesian Diana. Diana and Cybele, the goddess of fortifications, are the same god. Diana is simply Cybele manifesting herself in the culture of Ephesus, and instead of calling her Cybele, they call her Diana. So that's the premise of Two Babylons. He traces how there's many different gods in the world, but if you understand them right, gods that are worshipped in different